Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V.
That's right. I'm your host, Miss V, the tour lady out of the D. And I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Miss V. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. It's raining here, so it's cooling down
a little
bit. But luckily, ours are it's not constant rain. They said it's not even enough to it's not enough to feed the grass. It's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Water. It's not all the water we need. So, like, even though it's raining.
What will it do up there in Michigan?
Just aggravate us. I mean, the grass will probably grow. I didn't cut my grass. Everybody is, like, cutting their grass before it rains. Everybody cut their grass today before it rains.
Right, right.
Didn't do that. And
well,
not,
I did mine.
And I didn't cut it because this Monday naturally is Memorial Day. Just to remind everybody, we will not be on the air next Sunday. Just so you'll know, not going to be on the air. This time next Sunday, we'll probably have a drink still in my hand. Just so you'll know. And we've already proven from past shows that me and alcohol don't mix on this show. So, since we already know that, we're not going to sit here and tempt fate with that. So we won't be on next Sunday, and we only have 4 shows after next Sunday. And then we'll be on our summer break, and we won't be back until September. So
cool.
This season has gone down by really quick.
It actually has.
So it's really, you know, interesting. And it's going back quick, but, I mean, I think that this season was a good season for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We made it through an election, a assault on the Capitol, and now we're going through Roe v. Wade. So, I mean.
Yeah, it's like, ooh. Very amazing. Some of the shit that's happened in the past 2 years.
And I will be hopefully within the next 3 weeks, for those of y'all who want to know, this is a hope, I will be back on social media. Well, not full social media. I'm gonna do a social media ease back for those of you who have been missing me for the past 3 years. And I'm going to start with definitely doing a Facebook Live. So I'm not going to have a set time as of right now. I don't know exactly when I'm going to go back on, but I will be back on soon. It will be my goal is before we go into our summer hiatus, I'll start back on Facebook Live. And for all you guys who are wondering what you're hearing me cooking. I made my dinner late today. I'm trying to eat healthier, which means if I have to eat healthy, that means I have to cook.
Yep.
Because for those of you who think, oh, I can go to Chipotle or I can go here, I can go there, and I can go off their menu. No, you still really don't know what's in there. So,
yep.
But if you make, like, a meal at home, and even if you use, like, a meal helper, what I'm using today is, like, a meal prep, but where you add the meat and the vegetables, which is way
yep.
healthier than I'm having a Nor One Skillet meal. And the one I'm doing is the Southwest Chicken and Quinine. I hate pronouncing it, the brown rice. But
mm-hmm.
I'm having that. And that is 120 calories versus probably me eating something way more unhealthy than 5 million calories. And,
Yeah. You
know, that's what I'm looking at, making sure that I'm trying to eat proper. I mean, I did not gain the Corona 15 like everybody, you know, people have been talking about they gained weight. I've successfully been losing weight during quarantine.
Right.
And just because there is no mask mandate, I'm still wearing my mask. I've seen some people not wearing their mask, and I'm okay with that. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to tell somebody else what to do. But when you're looking at me sideways because I got a mask on, you might get something to see it to you, okay? Because I'm not looking at you sideways for not wearing a mask. So why are you looking at me sideways for wearing one?
Yeah, well, and see me, if I actually, I mean, I've gotten my first shot, and I go back on the 14th for the Moderna. But thing is, if someone looks at me funny, not wearing a mask, I'm going to go over there and cough in front of them. Just say, hey, no, it's not Corona. It's fucking smokers. You know, smokers cough. Just fuck with them.
I think that's always fun. You guys, if you lose me on the air, my computer has frozen. So for anyone who's trying to call in or whatever, my computer is frozen again. Let's see if I can do a backup on this like I've done before.
Because
I'm going to have to do a manipulate with this. We know this has happened before. So I'm going to do a quick switch.
Now, not to mention, I do have a question. On the Kentucky Derby, now, have you collected that payment, or is it under review because he tested positive for drugs?
I wouldn't have got my money.
My question,
because
I never knew.
I wouldn't have got my money
I don't know.
After the race. I wouldn't have got my money the day after the race. So
okay.
I'm not affected. So before they
now,
even got
if they
any
knock,
of that.
If they knock him out and post a new horse, would that affect you?
No.
Okay.
The only people that it will affect is the actual owners of the horse and the, because they have to get back the purse.
Right, right.
But anybody who bet on that horse to win will not be affected whatsoever.
Okay. I never knew that until now. And not to mention, Phil Mickelson won the PGA, whatever fucking golf tournament held today. That's the only thing I had to watch right now.
I've been watching Madea movies all day. So
I love me some Madea.
I couldn't tell you what's going on TV because I've had Madea movies on all day. Because I had to withdraw. I mean, I you know, as they say, news and all that stuff overload. I tried watching the Tigers last night, But they started so damn late after being rained out, and then they lost. But I was still okay with them losing because they were on a four-game winning streak. So, you know, one loss is not a big deal.
Yep.
You know, the season is still young. You guys, what you're hearing is I'm actually trying to get signed into I'm trying to sign into Blog Talk for one, from one of the other servers. So that's what you actually hear me doing right now, trying to sign into Blog Talk from another server so that I can, this one that's trying, that's, it's actually froze up.
And as far as NASCAR, rain interrupted, finished the race down in Austin, Texas on the COTA, which is the Circuit of the Americas Road Course, and Chase Elliott is the winner.
Ooh. I might have to go pull up that.
And there were so many. Yeah, rain delay, not even a rain delay, but so many cautions. It's like, man, I can't even see where I'm driving. And a lot of the big ones went out early just because of that. So, yeah, it was interesting on NASCAR.
You guys, I'm quiet because I'm actually gonna have to restart my computer, so I wanted to make sure. Oh, and there is Sharjay. So for everybody who has been holding and wondering what was going on, I had to sign into another server. So I have a surprise for you guys. I'm going to bring on a couple of people. Well, I don't think Char has said she wanted to talk. So I'm going to bring in Randy. I'm going to reset some other stuff, but I'm going to bring in a special person, but I'm going to bring on Randy.
I'm excited about that one, too.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just relaxing this Sunday night.
Is it raining there?
I'm sorry?
Is it raining there?
Nope, not even close. It's sunny and hot and 90 degrees.
Oh, wow. Damn, wow. Randy, how you doing? You're heathered and burning up.
Yeah, it's hot out there. As soon as I got out there, I just make sure I got plenty of water so I can drink it so I won't get dehydrated or fell to the ground.
Yep. Yep, we've had rain mostly all day.
It was hot here earlier. Oh, my God. I'm having such computer problems. This is not cute. I'm so glad I did this backwards way. Because we all know that I am notorious for being knocked off the air when this stuff happens. So at least
right.
I had
oh, yeah.
I realize it.
And on top of that, Phil Mickelson is the oldest player to win a championship PGA as far as whatever at 50.
50?
Yep. 50 years old.
I know they were talking about that. They said if he won the day, he would be the oldest.
Yep.
Oldest living or dead?
Both.
The oldest winner. The oldest winner.
Oldest winner?
Yeah, oldest winner of any PGA golf, whatever, tournament. I mean, Phil, no.
Jack Nicklaus.
He's the oldest professional. Let's
rephrase. He was 48.
Jack Nicklaus has his own tournament. So they have the seniors tournament, which is for the old people. This is the actual full, the regular PGA. Jack Nicklaus has won other tournaments. which are the seniors tournaments, but the actual professional big money ones.
Okay.
He's the oldest.
Yep. Jack, when he won his last one before certain age, he was 48. It just showed it here on TV. Phil is 50, so he beat out three other players to get that. And most of them were, one of them was 46 and 1800s, 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two were like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Okay. Thanks for giving
me.
So, when
you're thinking about the oldest winners, that's why I clarified it for you, Randy. Yes, Jack Nicklaus is still, well, I don't even know if he's still playing, but, like, he's won these senior tournaments. But the actual money-paying PGA tournaments that actually count, like, for your standing, Jack Nicklaus is the oldest as of today, and they've been talking about that all day. That I did see. Now, I might not have been watching no news today, but I did see, I heard them talking about it, like, when I sporadically was, they were talking about that. So I did catch that.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had won, but they were saying if he won, he would be the oldest.
Okay.
I'm going to ask my guests if they want to come on and talk about this book, press one. I don't want to put nobody on the spot because I know that is so mean when you put people on the spot. So just press one, and there we go. So without further ado, for everybody who listened to the show like last year and I talked about the book A Ain't Always for Apple, I got a surprise for you guys today. I got Sharjay. She's on me. So without further ado, hey, Shar, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right, but everybody who didn't hear me when I was reading this book and I was talking about somebody who was on my level when it comes down to talking about sex, actually got me beat. I ain't gonna say on my level because shit, I couldn't have wrote no damn book about sex. Well, I couldn't have wrote one about the alphabet. So this is you guys' chance to ask her about this book because she might drop a little tidbit for us tonight, but that's on her. But sure, what's up?
Hey, girl, how you doing? I'm not going to say I'm no expert or anything. I'm not an expert. I went from memory, I guess, in writing about sex, so, because it's been a while. But
Hey, the pandemic done put us all on hiatus, okay? So
that ain't no shit.
So, yeah, I am working on some new things, new books. I've got three more volumes lined up, which I didn't think that I knew that much about sex, but I got three more books headed y'all's way. So.
Oh, awesome.
And it's really hard to find sex words that are, how do you say this, clean, dirty, because I'm not writing about stuff that's just nasty. I'm trying to write about stuff that's going to get you some type of enjoyment while you learn.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And what I love is that she is a promoter of adult literacy. Remember I told you guys that she started this. Because when you're trying to teach people, you can teach a child A is for apple, but how many damn adults thinking about an apple when they hear A? Now you tell them A is for ass. They're going to be like, okay, I got that.
And I also figure that if you're going to be doing something, you should know how to pronounce what you're doing, how to spell what you're doing. I asked five women what was the proper name for a blowjob, and no one could tell me. One person could tell me, but she couldn't spell it. Okay? So, but if you ask that same person, they'll be like, oh, I get the best blowjob ever. But you don't know how to spell what you're doing, the proper name for it. And that's a problem for me. So,
yeah. I mean,
I got the book in front of me right now. I have to remind myself sometimes, which I don't know, I get raunchy as hell. So.
Hey, I'm like you, Miss B. I've got the book right here. And Char, what I love about this book is because of the population that cannot read above most or below a fifth grade level.
They are. And surprisingly enough, the statistics have went up. So when I did the research for book two, it's now 40-something million. It's over 40 million people, adults in America. And I'm assuming that's because as people get of age, get over 18, over 21, they can't read. So the population has grown in that age category, and so has the inability to read in that age category as well.
Wow. That's huge.
That I did not know.
But they haven't
said. Why do you think so many of our young people still, you would think with the amount of free education, and I shouldn't say, with the amount of public education that's out there, and in some states they have charter schools. I don't, you know, other states they might not call them charter schools. But with the amount of public education out there, why do you think that we still have such a large population and growing of young people coming of age who still don't know how to read?
You know, I think it's because they just don't want to. So when something gets hard for people, they don't want to do it. And I think that's the thing. So I call myself trying to make something, make it interesting for them, you know, so that way they will want to. If you put something, and there's shame. There is shame in the fact that people don't know how to read. People take shame in that. And if you look in our society, a lot of our celebrities can't read, just to name a few. And I don't want to put anybody on Front Street, but Floyd Mayweather, Fantasia, she can't read. She couldn't. I don't know what she is now. And Tiffany Haddish, just to name a few. These are people that, well, that have been.
Now, I did not know Tiffany Haddish. But
yes,
I know about,
yes,
Floyd Mayweather, and I knew about Floyd Mayweather, and I knew about Fantasia, because she actually talked about that when she won American Idol.
American Idol.
She was ashamed because she couldn't help her daughter read. So she wanted to learn for her daughter.
Right, and a lot of people have they feel shame. And what I say is there's no shame in not knowing how to read. The shame comes from not doing anything about it. If you sit there and don't know how to read, that's on you. You know, there's everything at your disposal, you know. So, but like I said, I have one. My volume two I've sent to publishers, and I'm, because I self-published the first one, and it was expensive, so I'm trying to do it a little different. But if I have to, I will self-publish. And then I have a volume three and a volume four already in the works. So now, and they get read.
Okay,
volume
now I want
three.
But you know what I want you to do? I want you to put out your social media. Because, see.
Oh, big time.
Char actually goes live on Facebook.
Monday night, 9 p.m. And I want you, Miss Toy Lady, to come on to my show Memorial Day, and tell
with
us
a drink in my
hand, with a drink, and let's all get a drink. We can all get a drink on Memorial Day, and you can tout your products and tell us, because I want to know how you got into this. So don't tell us now. Save it for my show. It's called Unique Truth with Char J. It's on Facebook Live on Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I do a week. It's grown people talk. I talk about grown people shit, okay? That's what I do.
Awesome.
That's 9 p.m. Eastern, you guys.
There.
Right. Unique Truth with Char J, the whole thing, 9 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live on Mondays. So, yeah, I want you to come on my show and tell us your story.
Miss Char J,
yes.
Would you actually give out your Facebook page live tonight?
It is. It's Unique Truth with Char J.
Okay.
I'll spell it out.
Please, ma'am.
Are you UENI? UNIQUETRUTHWITHCHARJAY.
And that is, again, you need true.
True.
With Charjay.
Q. Charjay.
Charjay. C-H-A-R-J-A-Y.
Correct.
Okay.
Everybody, I'm going to put that on my Facebook page.
And, you know, this is another thing. People are not ashamed to say that they have sex. People will actually ask you when you meet someone, hey, have you guys had sex yet? But nobody has ever asked you, hey, can she read?
Nobody
will.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm actually asking credit scores now, so I know exactly what you mean. I'm asking, and now my new thing is, are you vaccinated? So, yeah, you're right. But I really haven't asked anybody if they could read. But I will call somebody and eat if I go to a damn store and they can't give me back my change, right? So you are very correct on that, because I'm real quick to sit there and tell somebody they're an idiot if I get the wrong amount of change back. Or if they don't
and they
spell
got
my name right. We won't say what my government name is, everybody. But
I got that one, too. I mean, so, you know, somebody has asked, tell me nobody has ever asked you, or you have never asked anybody, hey, y'all had sex yet? You hit that yet?
I think I just had this conversation with one of my girlfriends the other day, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, I know I did.
They'll ask you, and then they'll ask you, how was it? Was it good?
Now, I don't get into that much detail.
Well, I've had some people ask me that. How was it? Was it good? All right, you know. But nobody will ever ask you if that person can read. And you know, and it's a thing. It's just a thing. And our society is getting worse. And those numbers are statistically higher in the black community, especially among African-American men. And you would think, like, those that are 55 and older, that's my dating pool. And if you can't spell, I got a problem with that. That's a turnoff. Mm. That is literally a turnoff for me, you know.
Yep.
So you want something. And it's not a big thing, but it is. It's like I don't get turned on for people that can't spell or read. I'm sorry. I just don't. So.
Yeah.
Are you? So, I mean, you know.
I do have a question with one of the letters in the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
S. You went with 69.
Uh-huh.
What about spooning?
You know what? Spooning never came up. Now, are we when we're spooning?
Well,
spooning,
I mean,
I know.
Isn't this sort of like an old school term?
Yeah.
Spooning.
Yeah.
No, they're still spooning now. No, people are still spooning, and they're still talking about spooning. That's not old. Okay, that is not an old term. Shit, now you're going to have me sometimes. Spooning is not old school.
Well,
I just never heard it out loud.
It's just one that I remember along with submarine races.
Now, that's what's that? Wait, hear me. What's that?
I want to know also.
Right. What's that?
All right. All right. Now, a submarine, from what I know, what I've heard, a submarine race basically would be with having sex with a condom. But I could be wrong.
I could see that because it's underwater, I guess, or
to a degree, and then waterproof.
Okay.
Now, that's something I never heard of before in my life.
you know. Well, you know, I came up with these, and I had to use terms that, like, a regular word and, like, try to make it sexy. But for volume
right.
three, volume, yeah, volume three is called a fetish edition, and volume four is rough and raunchy. And I looked up some stuff and found some stuff that I had never heard of before. And when you said submarine races, that's kind of tame for those ones that I found. But if I could fit it in, if I could fit it in, I'll try to fit that in the book.
Mm. So, I love it. I love it.
What I will tell you is my favorite letter in this book is J, and J is for jump start. And that's just good old sex in the morning, first thing when you wake up.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I was at a sale, and the guy bought a book, and he was reading it, and he said, okay, y'all, I'm about to go. And I was like, well, was something in my book? Did it offend you? He was like, no, I'm about to go home and practice some of these.
Awesome.
So...
Hopefully, could I ask,
like
since,
I said,
I'm sorry.
Whether you know how to read or not, you will learn something, okay?
Mm.
So even if it's just a new term that you, and I just learned a new term, submarine races, so you learn something new every day.
Could I ask, since I'm the only one that haven't got your book, where can I get it? Your stores
Amazon.
Or online?
I was just about to say, it's available on Amazon. The book is just $10. I didn't want to make it expensive. Order copies for your friends, you know. And I don't think people will be embarrassed to have this. This is like, no, I don't have it because I can't read. I have it because of the hot sex that's in here. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And one more thing. A girl bought this book for her sister who's mentally challenged, but she's of adult age and she's having sex. And she said she didn't want her sister out here stupid, not knowing what she was doing. And I thought that was a very good use of this book. You know, it was to educate her sister in the things that she's doing, you know.
Yeah.
So,
oh, man. I mean... I love this book. It is some of the best as far as writing, as far as using the alphabet and sexual, basically innuendo, and for people that cannot, you know, read, it actually will help them understand. I mean, the words are very easy. And I mean, it's very readable. I mean, if a person can't read, they can see the words, and then they can have their boyfriend or girlfriend actually kind of read that to them as
mm-hmm.
they look at the words, and it would help them, I think, actually learn.
And
you
guys,
can do.
Char is on Twitter too, so y'all got to follow her on Twitter too. Now
yeah,
on
okay.
Twitter, I'm Char. I'm just Char J. But on Instagram, I'm Unique Truth with Char J. So Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, it's Unique Truth with Char J. And on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
I am Char J. Is it 1237?
1237.
Right, 1237. That's my favorite number. I play it in the lottery, 1237. Okay.
So now I know when
no
it's sex. All, who does he call him? I'm going to be like, yo,
right.
How much we got now?
But only reason why it's not Unique Truth is because it was too long for Twitter. So, and that's what I was before I wrote the book, so I just kept But I'm just trying, you know, to help people. It was kind of like once I wrote the book, people started asking me, well, you helped us learn how to read. They started asking me for more advice, and that's how the show, the Facebook Live, came about. So like I said, we talk about grown people shit every Monday, different stuff. Tomorrow, although V won't be on until the 30th. 21st, right? But tomorrow, the 23rd, we, as of right now, because the person never called me back, but as of right now, we're talking Eastern medicine versus Western medicine and the differences of, because I know some people that are sick. And I would prefer if the medicine from the doctor can't help you, then try other things. Don't just sit there and not take your own health into your own hands. Do something about it. So,
right.
And then the week after that, I'm doing weed, corporate versus street. I talk to my street weed guy. I don't smoke. And then I'm going to try to interview the corporate people. You know, just try to shake it up. These are issues that people
well,
are
the street weed man with. Needs to. The street weed man needs to be more discreet because after what I saw today, and you guys know I live in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
It took all my strength not to call the police. Not 911. I was going to call, like, the police the regular way because this wasn't no 911. Because I think you're getting a little bold. When I come out the party store after playing my lottery, what I don't need is for you to be sitting in your store outside the party store making a transaction next to my car.
No, don't do that.
Like,
no, don't do that.
My thing was more, have some discretion. What happened to the dope man that at least was around the corner in the alley? Now you just going to sit in front of the party store in your car?
Well, you know the dope man don't have respect.
Listen, the dope man, when we was growing up, had respect because the dope man didn't really live in the hood. The dope man lived in the sub. The dope man lived in the suburbs and had a house in the city that he sold his weed out of, okay? The dope man was a regular neighbor in the suburbs. You didn't even know he sold dope. You thought that the dope man actually had a house in the city.
Not in my neighborhood. I grew up on 12th and Ferry Park, and if you're not from here, from Detroit, that's where, if you're familiar with Donald Goins, the area that he wrote about. And I grew up with pimps, players, hookers, drug dealers, drug users. But the thing about it is they took care of us in the neighborhood, you know?
No.
So they took care of us. I had a hooker tell me, if you don't go on, I'm going to tell your mama. So get on home. And I went on home. So, yeah,
people actually have real neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But that's when the neighborhoods took care of each other, Because in the 90s, when I moved back to the city, I lived next door to the dope man. Actually, the neighborhood was safer when we lived next door to the dope man because the rest of the hood was horrible. But because I lived next door to the dope man used to make sure all the kids were taken care of. So, like, our street didn't have no problems. My children was able to play outside, which was really strange because my dad knew that I had moved next door to the dope man. He was like, baby, you don't want to live over there too long because you know that's the dope man. I was like, they take care of the kids. I don't know. He's like, baby, you don't want to live over there too long. But I ain't had to worry about nothing. But the dope man is the one who helped me move when I got my first house. The dope man wanted my house. So when they found out I was moving and everybody bailed on me to help me move, they wanted to rent the house for their sister. So they actually helped me move.
Because they wanted you out of there.
But they told me they actually got the phone number to the landlord because they already knew the landlord didn't have to find nobody because when they found out I was moving, they actually asked for his phone number, and their sister actually moved in the day after I moved out. So that landlord actually told me if I ever needed a place to stay to call him because he had better places for me to live if I wanted someplace. I was like, nah, I won't be renting no more, honey. But they, excuse me. But that's only because that landlord I put on blast. He was a bad landlord until he got me as a tenant. And then I made him a good landlord because he was used to renting to people who didn't care about the property, so he didn't take care of it. And when I kept telling him to take care of some stuff and he didn't, I called the city, and the city told him what he had to do, and he thought that he wasn't going to do it, and I was like, go on. I called the city back out there, and then the city said, well, you gone to a hotel. I told him, I was like, you know what, I'm going to a hotel. And guess what? He made sure that house was taken care of. And because I paid my rent, I paid everything on time, I said, but listen, I can't live here like this. No more problems. That man made sure everything I needed was done.
Girl,
but he had been a slumlord for so long, he didn't know what a good tenant was until he got me. Right. Talking about you need to say, I got some better houses.
When I got my divorce, I moved in next to a drug dealer. My mother told him that nothing happened to my girls, me and my sister. And one night, my ex-husband sent the cops to my house because he told them I was beating my son, which I wasn't. But and the police came to my house at like 3 in the morning. And the lookout boy called and told the dope guy that the cops was coming. So the next day, the dope guy comes outside. He say, hey, what y'all doing over there? I'm like, what do you mean? He was like, well, when the cops was coming, I thought they was coming here. I threw all my dope away. He was like, but then they didn't ever show up. So I was like, where the cops at? He's like, they over there with y'all. So what y'all doing over there? I'm like, we're getting a divorce. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
He asking me what I'm doing, because we're not doing anything. So he said he threw all his dope away.
We're not having a good divorce right now.
I was going to say, that sounds like a rookie move.
But we
ain't been
right
in it long
door,
enough.
So he didn't know. He was trying to, you know, get the product out of there. So, but he said,
when they come in Detroit,
here.
They come deep. They will toss your stuff.
Right.
So when they come in Detroit, they come deep. So yeah, the only way you could do it is toss it, because that's not a rookie move. That's called a smart move in Detroit. Because if you know they coming, you want to get rid of all that, because they ain't no putting it here, putting it there. Because
right,
they're gonna hit,
they're gonna
tear
the house
up.
Mm-hmm. And you know, then if you got less, then you're not going to get as much charges. Because if he threw, you know, half of it away, then he only getting charged with half of it. So, but he said they should have been here by now, and he. So, yeah. So, you know, it life is life nowadays. We're dealing with COVID and everything, and I'm just trying to help people get through things. And honestly, had it not been for my show, I would have just been sitting here, you know, alone, not having anything to do. So I've been doing the show for a little over a year, and I was going to stop doing it, but people were like, don't stop. We need something to do on Monday night. So that's where we are. And I hope people will tune in. I try to give a good show. I take comments. I take real-life issues, and we try to deal with them and handle them and get you some advice, you know. So,
speaking of your show, what time it's on?
9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So,
8 p.m. Central.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you follow me, it'll alert you. If you follow that, it'll alert you to, you know, when I go live. So, and when I play, I get into it with Facebook and Warner Brothers, because I play music, and they tell me, even though you say, oh, I don't own the rights to this music, I play a lead-in song kind of about my topic. They say even if you say that, it doesn't matter. But the issue is not that you're playing their music. The issue is that I have listeners.
You ain't paying them
outside
for it.
No, I have listeners outside of the United States. That's the issue. So if you ever been to another, if you ever been to another city or another country, and you hear music from, say, 10 years ago, and this is current to them, music gets released outside of the United States differently than how it is here. So that's the thing. They don't want them to hear some, and it's old stuff. They don't want them to hear it yet. It hasn't been processed through the right channels yet in order for them to hear it. That's the issue. Because me and Warner Brothers got into it about a Prince song, and I told them, well, I ain't using it for financial gain, and you don't have to. They took my whole show one night. They just stopped it, and, you know, nobody could see it. So I fought them. They gave it back. You know, told them how I felt about them, and they gave it back. And now what they do is they just mute the first, however long the music is, when it's outside of the United States. So that's just the issue is that it's outside of the U.S.
Yeah.
So, and I don't pay any rights to the music. So.
Yeah.
So that's the issue. Just trying to, you know, make it lively, make it interesting. Give, and I use that minute and a half of music to give people time to be like, oh, I got to tune in, so they're not missing anything.
Right.
That's probably why they don't hear me, because I only use 40 seconds, because we all know what my starting is.
Yep.
I'm talking about sex.
Okay. But I think with this with Blog Talk, I think the radio station has paid for the usage of music. Because I looked up something,
yes,
and they have licenses, so you may be good.
Yeah, because we always play music on here. But you know what? I think because some are actual radio stations, because we are always playing music on here, and we don't worry about nothing. Because I will go a whole show with music, especially when I used to have my two-hour show. I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to sit here and talk for two straight hours by myself.
Yep.
And see, that's why I was thinking about pulling it from Facebook and bringing it over to Blog Talk, and because I used to be on the radio. I had a show in Flint. I was been on a couple of stations here. You probably, like, WQBH was like a real small station. But
that was on AM,
I thought,
wasn't
about,
it?
Yeah, that was on AM. Exactly.
Oh, Lord. Did I just tell my age? Cause I remember that call letter. That was like around 1400. I know the area of it also.
right, and that was Martha Jean the Queen station, and she was like similar to us. She would tell fellas, if y'all don't know, she would tell people's business. So when
she just wasn't around
bonus,
she was the Wendy Williams of Detroit.
Yes, on the radio. So if you got a bonus check from your job, she'd tell it. She's like, ladies, don't let them tell you they ain't got no money. They got some bonus checks today. And
oh, when Gia put in press to release them, and she would say she knows how much they were.
And they were threatening her because they thought they was going to blow that money. She done told it before they got home. So.
Yeah, but it messed up some wives also. My mom had to stop my dad from listening to that station because the women who were married, whose husbands didn't work in the plant, and she put that out there. My mom said, I don't know why we can't get AM no more. I mean, I'm serious. We couldn't get AM for... My mom had plans for that money, and that money was like to help the house and stuff and not to go shopping for no new suits.
So, yeah, so since I thought about playing music and taking questions and all that other stuff, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out, you know.
We have the chat room also. I used to be in there all the time, and then somebody decided to start talking to me in a different language and cussing me out, and then realized that I don't care. But when you start calling me a whore, I want to know how much I'm getting paid because, you know, especially if you have a problem with the adult. Yeah, but when people have a problem with the adult industry, it really amazes me the number of, and I'm doing, where nobody can see, I'm doing air quotes, these Christians who, you know, how the hell do they think they got here? They didn't get here by divine intervention. But, you know, oh, you're talking about sex, you're doing that. I'm sorry, but you need a toy. Because some of y'all know that if it wasn't, you know, I go to church, and I tell people, I was like, I am more skeptical of a man in the church than I am of anybody else, because, see, they're the biggest ones who sit there and be yelling hallelujah on Sunday, and before church ain't good, they got a drink in one hand, they cuss in the other, and they might be beating their spouse. I just can't deal with that.
Yeah.
So, since I know, and they got a side piece. The side piece is normally two pews over in the church.
Sister Johnson. She probably, you know, they say them church folks, some of them ain't right, girl. Some of them ain't right.
A whole lot of them ain't right. Not every single one of them.
Yeah.
But I mean, I got my favorite bishop. I'll say his name because I don't particularly care for.
Okay.
When my favorite bishop decided that he wanted to, one day when I went to church, and I'm going to tell y'all at the end who his name is.
Mm-hmm.
I went to church. I joined this church with my children.
Wait,
and I
probably
said church
have
one day.
An idea.
And he said, the Lord told me that there are five people in here today that got $5,000 to give.
Mm.
I want y'all to come right down here and stand in front of me.
Yep.
They came and stood. Then he said, oh, no, the Lord told me there's 10 people that can get $3,500. I want y'all to come stand behind these five here. He started at $5,000 and went all the way down to $1. I'm looking at everybody standing. I said, but the Lord must have told you I ain't got no money. In my mind, I said, the Lord must have told you I ain't got no money today. And at that day, that was the last day I went to that church because between that and I was in service and a person got up. Now, this is a big church, and I know that doctors, lawyers, everything go there. You don't know what's going on. Told this guy, I don't know if you knew him or whatever, but he was talking, and he said, young man, I'm not through preaching. Sit down. And I turned around. I was like, oh, see, I don't say that shit. Not in church. And the person I'm talking about is Bishop Wayne T. Jackson of Great Faith Ministries. He has a church in the heart of the city, the worst damn neighborhood. He has done nothing to the neighborhood around it. Greater Grace Temple takes care of the neighborhood around their church. Great Faith, Grand River, Oakland, that neighborhood looks shitty as hell. And he lives in a beautiful home in the suburbs. Your church is in the city. You're getting your money from people in the city. But yet and still, you are not taking care of the neighborhood that surrounds your church.
Right.
So I will not go. I haven't been back to that church since that day for that simple fact. If God is telling you all this, then why ain't God told you to fix up this neighborhood? And God definitely didn't tell you that I didn't have no money that day. So I can't go there where the preacher asking for money and telling me that God told him this. Because if God telling you that much, then God's
actually
telling
you
that it's folks who can't afford that.
Yeah.
Girl, I went to church one time, and the pastor did a PowerPoint presentation before service on his travel agency business.
Oh, what the hell?
And I was like, yeah, I won't be going back here.
Uh-huh. Miss Dark.
You know, one of them pyramid scheme things. So, did you have a question?
I do have one final question, and Miss B already knows what it is because that's my history. What would
and he
be,
asked the same question to
actually,
everybody.
Yep. What is your favorite food? Comfort food? I mean, what do you love to eat when you have the chance to eat food?
I eat shrimp. I don't eat meat, but I do eat shrimp. So that I just had some a shrimp stir fry that I made. I heard you talking about you were cooking add the meat and the vegetables, and that's exactly how I do. I don't eat chicken or fish or beef. I eat fish and shrimp. That's all I eat.
Mm. Awesome. That's interesting.
Yep.
He
if
loves
I can make it into
eat.
Something. Are you a foodie? Or you just like to...
big time.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Well,
Filipino adobo beef tonight.
No.
And basically, it's going to be coconut milk, hot sauce, and beef.
Well, okay. Now, I do a coconut curry shrimp, And it's like ginger and curry, and it's really good. And I serve it over a jasmine rice. So good.
Oh, yes.
See, I have to watch all that coconut milk. I think I gained about 20 pounds because I was doing so much coconut curry that I didn't realize how many calories was in that coconut milk. I was like, okay, as healthy as my meal is, my curry is putting on about 20 pounds.
You got to get the light coconut milk.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. I've had a blast with y'all, and I appreciate the love. The support, you know, I met Ms. V through my daughter, and she has been nothing but nice trying to help, you know, so I try to help her too. I try to help everybody if I can, so I really appreciate that type of sisterhood. I thank you, you know.
Well, we thank you for coming on. I mean, it's been so long since we've had a guest on the show that will be coming back eventually, but it's been so long. Like, I gave a heads up to one person. I was like, we might have a guest tonight. It's nice to break it up.
It's awesome.
But we keep
Thank
it real.
So
and we always, even though we do real talk, we can throw sex into everything. That's the whole thing. We tell everybody, we keep it real. But somehow we're going to throw sex in there, either a blowjob or somebody fucking or, we talk politics, and it'll come down to sex. Horse racing, it'll come down to sex. Football, we know I talk about sex in football because I'm very, you know, when a player plays bad, I'm real quick to say, okay, that bitch should not have sucked his dick last time. I told them. So we all know that. We know that I would put sex with anything. You know, I don't
How you gonna
say,
stop that man from getting... Wait, how you gonna stop that man from getting a blowjob?
You know what? I would put his ass in a damn hotel room. Because, see, you can't be fucking up the damn game. You know... When a player has a whole lot of damn kids, they've been fucking too much. I'm serious. You might have one or two, but you start saying you got four or five kids, you ain't playing right because you're too busy out there fucking. No, you got to go. Because, see, you got too many damn kids. That means you ain't focused on the game, you focus on the pussy. No, you got to go. Give me somebody who can play. Because when I pay this much money to come to a football game, I don't need you screwing your wife or girlfriend the night before or the morning of the game. I'm serious. I need you to have new balls when you come into that game. That's the one time did this man just hop out his truck and pee across the street from my house?
Oh.
Oh, my God. And he's doing it in the street. This man
you got a good view.
He had his back to me, so he didn't even go to the trees. Like, there's trees across the street. He didn't go to the trees. He hopped in front. I just kind of glanced out. He hopped out his pickup truck, walked to the front of it, and did his business, and then just hopped back in and left. Oh, my. See, this is what happened when you live in some burbs. Because, see, if I was in Detroit and a brother did that,
what you might see walking down the street in Detroit.
Okay. I mean, hey, now would that be a new letter on the alphabet? It's called T, tailgating.
I don't know. It might go in fetishes because it's a lot. You know, it's a fetish where they like to do that.
Voyeurism. Okay, well,
like
everybody, we done had a good show. We at the tail end. Char, I want to thank you. Remember, everybody, I will be drunk next Sunday, so don't be trying to listen because I won't be on the air. I will be drunk for Charles
on
Memorial
Day.
Right.
I'll probably be drunk by then.
Yep. Next Monday,
and
I
think
I'm going to
get drunk with
Truth.
Monday,
Unique Truth with Char J.
I plan on being on that show.
Everybody,
thank you.
Well, have a great week, and we will talk to you guys. I'll be back on in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Have a good one.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.